Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Right now, I'm live in Studio A with Matt White. He's performing tonight at The Basement. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
And I'll have some questions for you here in a few minutes. First, he's going to play a song for us. What's the name of this first one?
This song is called Best Days, and it's my single. And it was in Shrek the Third. And it was in Shrek the Third because I went to University of Wisconsin-Madison, which has a huge Halloween holiday.
Okay.
And so I dressed up as Shrek, and I guess they were somewhat charmed by that and liking the song, but that got me moved up to the first kind of place as soon as the credits rolled. So it wasn't for University of Wisconsin. That was the one thing I learned and got from Madison, you know, besides playing video games and not going to class, so that was a good thing.
All right.
So here's Best Days.
Every time I look at you, you always look so beautiful. Driving on the road again, the Chevy's packed, then it is dusk. And I will take some photographs so I can dream of you. Oh, can't say I felt a twisting in my heart this way. We pitch a tent and have one sleeping bag to stay awake. The fire's burning softly, singing songs so close to you. Do you believe? Love at first sight, I think you do. We're lying naked under the covers. Those are the best days of my life. Can't take away those times we stayed up and we talked all night. Chain smoking cigarettes and three bottles of red wine. Falling asleep together, holding your body close to mine. In the morning, your eyes open, it's so innocent. The sun is blazing, we are sweaty, you look lovely. Nothing else matters anymore, 'cause you're in my arms again. Do you believe in love at first sight? I think you do. We're lying naked under the covers. Those are the best days of my. Those are the best days of my. Those are the best days of my life. Oh, I never want to be without you. So just stay with me. I will love you endlessly. Oh, my darling, darling. Those are the best days of my. Those are the best days of my life. Oh, do you believe in love at first sight? I think you do. We're lying naked under the covers. Those are the best days of my life. Those are the best days of my. Those are the best days of my. Those are the best days of my life.
Matt White with the single Best Days.
Single Best Days.
Single Best Days, and it's on a new CD. It's a self-titled release, right?
It's a self-titled release called Best Days that comes out September 18th. But you can hear a lot of stuff on MySpace, which is myspace.com/Matt White Music.
Okay.
And I'm always on it. I always write back. So.
And you have over 50,000 friends, I hear, on your,
friends, yeah.
Your website. Is that a MySpace?
It's a MySpace thing, yeah. I mean, we, you know, the stuff, because the album's been done for about a year. we've done a lot of licensing, like in One Tree Hill and Laguna Beach and The Hills and all these kind of MTV shows and VH1 shows. And What About Brian, Men in Trees, Shrek the Third, Because They Said So, She's the Man, which is in a movie. Because They Said So is the Diane Keaton, Mandy Moore movie. So it's up around 80,000 downloads until they just took it down because they didn't want to cannibalize sales, which was really upsetting. But, you know, if they message me, I'll MP3 them songs illegally. Oh. But, you know.
All right. And, well, the two websites are mattwhitemusic.com and then also myspace.com/mattwhitemusic.
You got it, Matt White Music.
All right. And seems like you have a little musical family here. Now, who was your grandmother and what did she do?
My grandmother's actually being interviewed right now by the Bergen Record in New Jersey. She was the first female orchestra leader. She was the first person to step up and conduct an orchestra in the history of the country.
And what was her name?
Shirley Hertz. And my great-grandfather ran 4 music schools in New Jersey. She was very excited this morning. I was telling her, you know, what – she's 89. And wow. She still comes to my shows and she can tell if my E is flat or sharp. And my whole family is very, very musical. My older sister plays violin and teaches violin and plays with Itzhak Perlman, who's – tours all around the country, and she's played with, you know, everyone from Simon and Garfunkel, stepped in when they have strings and stuff like that. So she teaches violin mostly. My aunt's an opera singer. My whole family is very musical. So anyone wants to come over and have dinner, jump on an instrument, you know, all they're right. More than welcome to, you know.
And you wrote an opera, I believe, as a
yeah.
Youngster?
I mean, let me just explain. I don't know what that. I feel like that's like a school application. That was when I was 11 years old and I was a part of this contest. And it was basically to have anyone in school, anyone in high school or below, put together an opera. So it was kids from all different schools all over the country. And my music teacher had submitted me and I got it. And I was just like, all right, let's go for it. But it was very grueling. And, you know, I was 11 years old having to write out charts for different instruments. I mean, I wouldn't do it again. You know,
yeah. Not even at this age.
No. It was just too much. And like I got kind of in over my head and didn't really realize what it was. A really serious production. So it was like kids. Most of the people were like in high school. I was in elementary school still.
And you won the competition.
I won the competition to be the person who composes all the music for it. Right.
Okay.
And then there was a lyricist. Who did all the ideas? Then everyone in the, there were like 80 kids. The director was a kid, the producers were kids, the lighting people were kids, the costume people were kids. You know, it was a whole kind of crazy thing.
All right. Well, Matt
White,
a lot of work.
I didn't even realize until it was too late, and I couldn't really back out of it. But what are you gonna do?
I guess you got stuck at that point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again for stopping by, and you'll be performing tonight at the Basement.
The basement. First time here.
In town,
our first time here, so we're very excited.
All right. Well, it should be a great show. Can we hear another one?
Sure. I'll play, this is called What Is Love? This was in She's the Man and Little Manhattan, which is a movie that was out a year ago, and Because I Said So, which is that Diane Keaton, Mandy Moore movie. And,
okay.
It's called What Is Love?
Such a silly game we play, like a summer's day in May. What is love? What is love? I just don't want it to be love. Oh, oh, and I can feel it in a kiss. It is something I will miss. What is love? What is love? I just don't want it to be love. Oh, oh. When I see that you around, I was mad as hell. We fell on the ground. When I see you walk away, it hurts, but I just won't say. Oh, oh, oh. Love. Who who can tell me I am wrong? I just think that I am strong. What is love? What is love? I just don't want it to be love. Oh. Summer's day in May. What is love? What is love? I just don't want it to be love. Oh, oh, oh. And I can feel it in a kiss. It is something I will miss. What is love? What is love? I just don't want it to be love.
Nice one. Again, Matt White, live in Studio A. You played piano first and then switched to guitar.
Piano,
how come?
Yeah, I was going to say, piano's my main instrument. So okay. I've been playing guitar for maybe 5 years.
Do you still take a piano out on the road with you?
Mm. Yeah, the set is like, the album is about 6 piano songs and 6 guitar songs.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd wanted to stay with piano, but I think guitar, you write much more bouncy, kind of groovy songs. All right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's cool. Fine. That's fine.
You know, you tend to write more melodic, kind of darker songs on piano. And I can't travel with a piano. I can travel with a guitar. And Greenwich Village in New York City, you know, my apartment was probably the size of this room. So you can't really have a piano. It was actually probably smaller than this room. I would have loved this room. So,
your website says your influences include Jeff Buckley and Nick Drake.
Nick Drake, I can hear
that. Some of your other influences include Led Zeppelin and The Stones. I'm not sure I hear that, but do you go out and rock at all?
We have a song, the first song on the album, which is actually my favorite song, which hopefully will be a single. You know, it's very difficult trying to navigate through, like, what's a single. You know, it's hard to put everything into one song, you know, because it's like you want it to be very kind of light and easy to listen to, but at the same time cool. But I have a song which is my favorite, which is Play, which is, I kind of get in that Robert Plantism kind of
rocking out a little.
Rocking out, yeah.
All
and
right.
It's Adrian Young from No Doubt played drums on it, and it was actually a funny story because it was one of my first time experiences recording, and the producer, who's this kind of legendary producer, Jack Joseph Puig, who did everything from Jellyfish to the Stones record to Sheryl Crow to Mayer's Heavier Things in his first record with John Alesia, he put drums in the room, and I showed up ready to, record, and he said, he was like, you know, wait a second, the drums haven't bonded with the wood. We'll come back tomorrow. And I said, okay, you know. And I talked to my manager, who's this dude, Scooter, who manages Sheryl Crow and kind of was the architect in her career. And Scooter was like, no, he's right. The wood of the drums has to bond with the wood in the room. I'm like, all right, you know, I haven't really heard that to that extent. But so it took 3 days until the drums finally bonded with the wood in the room. That was a very interesting experience. And Jack, his studio is like the most unbelievable, infamous Ocean Way A. It's where Sinatra is recorded. The Beatles recorded there. It's the most famous room probably in recording history. And he keeps it so perfect. I mean, if you write lyrics down on a paper, he will take that piece of paper and put it up on his wall. So like, I mean, like for an example, Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day had tonsillitis, and Jack has the picture of his tonsils in the studio. And it's all black lights and like lava lamps. It's a trip. It's really very cool. So,
well, thanks again for stopping by. You had mentioned some movies that you've got some of your songs in. Also, though, there's the TV series Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach and The Hills and all those MTV shows it's been in.
And which track or tracks have been in that?
I think they've actually, MTV's licensed every song on the record.
All right.
So it's been like for like the entire season, like I'll be watching it and because the licensing aspect of the music industry moves so quickly, I tell them just to sign whatever. I'm not really a person who does, you know, I don't read fine print just in general. So I'll be watching the show and I'll be like, well, that sounds really familiar. And then by the time it's over, I realize that it's me. And then I get a call from my mom saying, why didn't I tell her it was going to be on? You know, the whole guilt mother thing. So, you know,
all right. Well, thanks again for stopping by. Matt White, live in Studio A. He'll be at the Basement tonight. Can we hear one more?
Sure.
All right.
Let me just make sure I'm in tune here. Pick. This song's called Moment of Weakness.
You're mad at me. I'm on my knees and begging, please, just stay with me. Temptations there, it made me weak. I didn't think you'd care for me like the way you do. So please understand and give me. Was a moment of weakness. I hope that we can be alright. It's just a moment of weakness. Wasted, can't remember things. I drank too much and really think this is a bad dream. People make mistakes, you need to know. Why can't you let it go? Like I want you to. So please understand and give me one more chance. 'Cause I don't know what I did. Was a moment of weakness. I hope that we can be alright. It's just a moment.